Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. By the way, I can't thank Corey enough for the time he took with my brother and his wife Clara today and how much that meant to me that he did that. But you know what? That's what Corey does anyway. Corey does that with all of his customers. Because Brewers Outlet, customer comes first. They have the best of beer, imports, domestic microbrews, wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. I mean, Corey, when they're sending me emails, and they are quoting the barrels and the dills in the emails, that tells you that they are listening. All right. Brewers Outlet specials, by the way, between now and Tuesday. Smirnoff variety 12-pack bottles, $11.98. Coors Light 16-ounce 24-pack cans, $16.88. And Pacifico 12-pack cans, $11.98. All right. Let's get to our play-by-play call of the day, led this time by an old friend that I worked with in State College.
Deshaun takes the snap, little play fake. Watson loads up, fires downfield, and he's got a man, Fuller, 25-20, right sideline, 15-10-5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans! Will Fuller to the house on the bomb by Deshaun Watson.
Mark Vandermeer on the Texans Radio Network. Mark started his career here in State College doing Lady Lion basketball. And we've had Mark on the show before. And then Mark left here, got a job at Central Michigan. Then he went to UMass, then Miami, and then finally the job with the Houston Texans. Mark, I always thought Mark was a brilliant play-by-play guy, and he and I had a lot of talks when he was here. And and I'm just thrilled for how well he's done. And now he's with Bill O'Brien in Houston. So Mark Vandermeer with the call on the Texans Radio Network. Unfortunately for Will Fuller, on a play in the fourth quarter, came down on a pass interference play, tore his ACL. He's now out for the year, unfortunately. All right. As the powwow, the high-level powwow between my brother and the Soon ended.
It has, yes. Suit and I are catching up right now.
I'm sure you're getting a lot out of that. Why don't you just stay on the air? And
oh, he was asking me about the weather tomorrow, and I said, well, didn't you hear Kevin's debut, the AccuWeather forecast, in the last half hour? And he said he missed it. So I said, rain tapering off tomorrow. He's just concerned about the game day forecast. He's concerned about the weather conditions specifically at 2 o'clock tomorrow for your tailgate show.
Might be inside.
No, I think it's going to be nice.
Okay.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay. Oh, you're
did
on.
Did you see that hit Lisicki took last night?
Yeah, he did.
Holy
took a pretty good
moly. I can't believe he walked away from that.
Yeah, Mike's a tough guy. Mike's about as nice a guy as you're ever going to meet, too. You'd really like Mike if you met him. Okay, I promised Joe in Northumberland, all right, and he said, no, he needs more advance, but this will just be the start of it, okay? But most interesting man in the world quotes. Now, we already have that because we have the suit working for us. So we already get the most interesting man in the world quotes every day. Right, he just says hello, and everybody goes, oh. Stop laughing in the background. Okay, here we go. Okay, most interesting man in the world. All right, let me get that out of there. Very good. Okay. Naturally, of course, I do this, and like a Western Union ad comes up. Like, it's like, get the heck out of here, will you? let's see. His
he gave his father the talk. That's when you know you're the most interesting man in the world. He gave his father the talk. His passport requires no photograph. And the interesting man, most interesting man in the world, when he drives a car off the lot, its price increases in value. That is the most interesting man in the world, right there.
I used to love those commercials.
To me, that's one of those on the face of the earth where you sit back and say, okay, who in a conference room said, I want to change the ads? Who in the conference room came up with the idea, like, I have to justify my job, so we have to change something? No, you don't. I mean, by saying, hey, let's just keep going with what you're doing, I thought that's when they were most effective. I don't know having Steve Spurrier being carried off the field saying he's the head beer coach, does it? I don't know. I don't know about that. World Series tonight, game number 3.
Mismatch.
Red Sox and Dodgers tonight. Walker Buehler on the mound tonight for the Dodgers. Hard-throwing right-hander. And Rick Porcello on the mound for the Red Sox this evening in Game 3.
How would you like to be a rookie pitcher and face that Red Sox lineup on the biggest stage?
Yeah, you know what?
The kid's good. There's no question about it, but so was he. Who's the guy who pitched the first game? The greatest pitcher in the history of baseball.
Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, it didn't go so well. So, the Red Sox are a very likable team. There's no, Manny Ramirez or, there's nobody not to like. I'm a Yankee fan, and this team is just very likable, and they're very good. And this deal of getting hits with two outs is just incredible.
Well, Mookie Betts, it seems like everybody loves Mookie Betts, that 102-year-old woman from Rhode Island who came in, lifelong Red Sox fan, right? Loves Mookie Betts. You know what Mookie Betts did after the game?
What's that?
On Thursday night?
Visited
Listen to this.
No.
I don't know if he did or not. He was serving food to the homeless.
That's really cool.
Okay? He was serving food to the homeless. He and Blake Swihart had started doing that, who's the backup catcher. And he had an opportunity to do it the other night, and all these people were eating food, and the person that brought him the food was Mookie Betts.
What a thrill. Thrill for the people. And that, he's just a good guy. He's a scratch bowler. He could have been a professional bowler.
They say that when he's done with his career, he might try the PBA Tour.
Well, they say he could have. He was a better bowler than baseball player, but the money is obviously better.
It's way better. But not only that, but there's one other part to that, too, is that when I went to the last time I did a Lowell Spikes deal, they did bobblehead. And the bobblehead they gave out was Mookie Betts bowling. Because Mookie Betts had played. In fact, I did the games when he was at Lowell playing second base.
Really?
I did the games up there when he played second base. And I thought, well, this guy's an impressive looking player. But the one thing I didn't see that he's got now that I didn't see then was the power.
We were traveling. What did they settle on? Who's coming out of the Red Sox lineup?
I think it's going to be Jackie Bradley Jr.
Okay.
And Betts will play center field.
Because people made a big deal with Porcello pitching. Porcello's a good hitter.
He's a
very good hitter. And Cora has rolled the dice right every single time in this series and all year long. And I know Porcello's pitching tonight because he can hit. And he's going for the juggler tonight.
And he won the Washington game. When they played the Nationals earlier this year, Porcello got a big double in that game that won the game for them. So he can hit, but somebody has to come out, and I think it's going to be at least initially Jackie Bradley Jr. If the Red Sox can somehow get to the lead late, then they would take, obviously, Martinez out, and they put Betts back to right field, and they put Jackie Bradley Jr. in center field to get the best defensive lineup out there. But you got to, it's one thing, you get to these games, and it's the Tony La Russa theory as to how to do things. And again, this is where what's really I can't begin to tell you how much doing the Spikes games has really, really helped me, giving me perspective on how to talk about baseball better. Because I talked to enough people. I mean, for example, the Dodgers hitting coach is Turner Ward. He was the manager here in State College. So people like that over the years I've had a chance to talk to. Well, Ollie Marmol is the first base coach for the Cardinals. Ironically, Mike Schilt's the manager, and Mike was the third base coach here at one point. Okay, so I've been around these guys, and you ask them a lot of questions. And when State College was going for its first championship in 2014, the final series, which was a best of three, was tied at a game apiece. So they're going to the third and deciding game of the championship series against Tri-City, which, by the way, is the Astros affiliate. All right? And so Ollie comes over to me in a restaurant, and he says, and he sits down, and he's got four napkins. He says, "Hey, Steve, I want to show you. These are the four lineups I'm toying with for tomorrow night's game." All right, so I'm looking at the lineups. He says, "What do you think of these lineups?" I said, "They're all interesting." I said, "But the most intriguing one is this fourth one over here." He looks at me. He says, "Okay, tell me what you think is so intriguing about that." I said, "Well, if you wanted to go out and jump on a team, this is your best offensive lineup right here." Right? And they included two guys playing out. One guy had been a catcher, and he had him playing first base, and the other guy was an infielder he had playing outfield. Okay, but they both could hit. And he said, "I'm really glad you said that." I said, "Well, why is that?" He says, "Because it goes back to the Tony La Russa theory on how to play your biggest games." He said, "In your biggest games, Tony La Russa absolutely believed that you put out your best offensive lineup. No matter what, you do everything you can to put your best offensive lineup out there and then let them go to work and do their deal." He said that's the way he says he's always done that, and he's been always really successful with it. And I thought, wow, I've never forgotten that when you get into these games and you see managers put out defensive players, I always think to myself, wow, what are they playing for here? What are you saving your offense for later? You go to the lead, you bring your defense in. Okay.
Look what Dave Roberts is doing. He's not even putting his best lineup out there, not even close. It's like he's managing to lose. That doesn't make any sense. His leadoff hitter batted 169 this year. I mean, you're in the World Series. Put your best people out there and don't overmanage. Let it roll.
You can overthink it, and that's part of the problem is you can overthink it. Okay, they have a lefty, so let's load up with as many right-handers as possible. Now, he knows his team better than anybody. I mean, nobody knows the Dodgers better than Dave Roberts.
Yeah,
does.
But he's batting the 169 guy as a leadoff. Getting heavily criticized. So.
Well, no. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying he knows his lineup better than anybody else does. But that doesn't mean you can overthink it. Sometimes you can overthink what you're doing out there. And as I've told the suit once, I've told the suit 100 times during the course of his lifetime, don't think too much. You're hurting the ball club. All right, so...
I'm horrible with names and everything, but look what Cora did with the third baseman. Okay,
Devers.
And he pinch hits for him.
Yep.
The guy hits a home run. That's, you know, he just had a gut feeling. He didn't play... Like you said last week, the percentages and what's, you know, what's on paper and what should this be. He just had a gut feeling that, what's his name?
Nunez
just had something up. And I think the other kid had a couple hits already that night.
He drove in a run in the game. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he had a gut feeling and he put him up and boom, he hits a home run. The Red Sox win.
I think what is done with the numbers, and look, I am a firm believer that you take as much data as you can get. You can't have enough data. But then you have to be intelligent enough to sort out what is relevant and what is not relevant. Okay? I still believe in gut instinct. I still believe in feel for the game. And I think that the best people at their job, no matter what job it may be, is you have to have a feel for that job. It's innate. You can't put a finger on it, but some people are just really good at something, get a real instinct as to how to do it, maybe do it in a little different way than somebody else. And those are the people that have, to me, the greatest success. That includes coaching, managing, or any job it might be. I don't care if it's a construction worker, somebody that knows how to lay pipe. Hey, wait a minute, guys, we ought to do it this way. I think this is the best way to do it. Why? My experience tells me it's the best way to do it. But, gee, the numbers say, no, let's try it. And 9 times out of 10, they're correct. I mean, it doesn't, you know, some people just have that innate feel, that ability to ad lib in their job where it's the right way to handle it.
Also, having the highest payroll in baseball doesn't hurt.
No.
You know,
you've got some great players on that team.
No, I mean, he looks right now, he looks like, you know, Sparky Anderson. He looks like, you know, the greatest managers ever, but they've also got the highest payroll in baseball.
Talent means everything.
And a lot of them are homegrown. So
I mean, it's interesting how they have built it, because if you look at their lineup, Vasquez and Swihart are both homegrown, okay? Pedroia, who would have been the guy, second baseman, homegrown, okay? Bogarts, homegrown. Devers, homegrown. Bradley, Betts, Benintendi, all homegrown players. And that's, you know, Barnes in the bullpen's a homegrown guy. I mean, they've got guys like that, but they've also traded smart. Yeah. They've been able to take their prospects, and like Chris Sale is not a free agent. They traded for him. Troy Kimbrell was not a free agent. They traded for him.
He scares me. Kimbrell.
Right? Yeah, except the last three games he's looked like he did in July. I mean, the last three games he looks like he pitched in July. In fact, now it's like I can't wait for him to run out there, because he looks like whatever correction they made on tipping pitches, it looks like they've corrected it. And that's a big part. Same thing with Joe Kelly. He's pitching like he did in April and May. You can't put a finger on that one.
And that the other guy that they brought in, he was with the Yankees. What's his name? The one who's pitching the eighth inning for him.
Evaldi. Yeah, they got him from Tampa Bay. Yeah, yeah. Eventually, he was with the Yankees at one point.
Yeah, he was with the Yankees. Man, he can throw some freaking heat.
I wouldn't think you wouldn't have to put him in the starting lineup anymore. He's the X factor.
No, you want to start him, because you know what? He's going to give you 6 innings. He's going to. Okay, that was one of the biggest things David Price did. Now, high price free agents, yes, Martinez and Price, and like a year ago at this time. Which guy did I say over and over again the Red Sox had to sign a year ago, Sean? I said over and over again, one guy that changed their lineup was J.D. Martinez. And he's been just that. But those are the two high-priced guys. Moreland was a free agent, a little less number along the way. But Evaldi, what David Price did the other day is he went 6 innings. Well, they didn't have to pitch Ryan Brazier. They didn't have to pitch Matt Barnes. They didn't have to do it. They're ready for tonight because Price gave them the extra inning. All right. We'll take a break. Back with more in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Suits all worried about the weather, huh?
For tomorrow, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. I think one of the things that you want to do when you get into a situation like tomorrow, say it is raining like they're calling for at the beginning of the game, I think you want the football first. And one of the reasons you want the football first in a game like that is, when are the field conditions at their best? They'll be at their best at the beginning. So I think you want to get the football first, capitalize if you can, try and get to the lead if you can, then play with the lead. Because then the conditions come into play even more so as the game goes along. Just a thought. Just a thought. As to how you at least want to play the beginning of the game. Yeah. Again, you know, so many things that you get when you pick up along the way, because you take some time over the years and you accumulate information from people who know how to do their jobs. Talking about baseball and talking baseball with Ollie Marble. Some of the things I talk about in basketball, deal with some items over the years. I've talked either with a Bruce Parkhill or a Patrick Chambers about how they go about their job, or Dick Girardi, who does such a great job as the analyst. It's unbelievable. We're going to have Dick on the show next week, by the way. Breeders' Cup Hoops. I mean, there is a daily double right there. We're going to have DJ on the show next week. And, you know, or over the years, all the little things I picked up in talking with Joe Paterno over the years, or Bill O'Brien. You know, I was talking to Bill last April. I was able to talk to the audience about how a pro coach views spread quarterbacks and if it makes their evaluation difficult. And, you know, you're able to pass these tidbits on. James Franklin has been another incredible resource for me to talk to, where I've picked up tidbits over the years as to how they go about their business that isn't quite what you read or hear about on shows. You know, because they know their business. Well, we'll try to figure out picks and know our business in the next half hour. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day on the pickle bar led by the Barrels and the Dills. Indeed, second to none. And the great specials at Brewers Outlet between now through Tuesday. Smirnoff Variety 12-pack bottles for $11.98. Coors Light 16-ounce 24-pack cans, $16.88. Pacifico 12-pack cans, $11.98. Stock up for the tailgate. Stock up for the weekend now. And start thinking about the holidays at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Steve Jones Show is driven by Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in beautiful downtown Hummel's Wharf. High school football tonight, Sealands Grove on Eagle 107, Lewisburg on 100.9, The Valley, Milton, and Shikellamy on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And the area's best, and that's an easy statement to make, the best post-game show in the area with Sean Carey on Eagle 107. It doesn't get better than that in local radio. In fact, it's better than most national radio.
You're very kind. We'll also get an update on Danville Southern Columbia tonight. Southern riding a 70-game regular season winning streak. See if that rolls tonight as they put a cap on another undefeated season.
It's amazing. It was really great, I thought, listening to Dick Hort give his theory as to why Southern Columbia has been so dominant. I think it's a theory that holds a lot of weight. It really does. I want to thank Corey and everybody at Brewers Outlet for how well they treated my brother and his wife today. I thank you so much for that. I thank everybody in the radio station for how well they treated my brother and his wife today. That means a lot to me that all of you have taken the time out to be with, including, I mean, the suit. I mean, it's can't wait to hear how that conversation went. You sure there's not a game December 5th? Sure about that, Sean?
You made Chief laugh. That was great.
I just wondering. You know, the Chiefs. Did Kevin get a chance to meet the Chief?
No, they're seriously getting acquainted right now in studio.
I just want to tell you right now. Dave Ritchie is one of the 20 nicest people I've ever met in the face of the earth. I mean, so Kev, you're meeting one of the really, really great guys. Who, by the way, can play golf and compensates for his broadcast partner. All right, so what? So they're talking right now, huh, Sean?
They are, yeah. Well, I normally shake Chief's hand when he stops by. He goes, I'm down a hand today. I go, boy, thank God you guys aren't golfing today. Why is your middle finger wrapped? You broke it? What happened?
He broke his thumb.
He broke his middle finger. On the soccer scoreboard? You had to hit it off to the side? You had to hit it on the side to make it work? Or...
That's the toughest soccer scoreboard in the world. My goodness. I'll tell you right now, Dave Ritchie's a hard guy to defeat.
His hand got caught in a handle on the scoreboard or something. Can't move your middle finger for 6 weeks. Poor Kevin.
6 weeks?
Kevin.
Oh, man. Like, boy, this is the first time in the broadcast booth we've actually had a legitimate injury. All right, so...
Good. You'll be back to... You'll have it ready 100% for basketball season. So there you go.
Perfect.
He was cleared for tonight's game.
Cleared for tonight's game, though.
Okay. Oh, by the way, I got a text from the suit, by the way. The exact quote. Quote, everyone loves me. Exclamation point. Really? Really? Oh, my goodness. I don't think we've done a poll of the people at home. All right. We got some games to pick, huh?
We do. Let's dive into some picks. All right, so let's check our standings from last week. All right, Steve, you and I were 5-1. Kevin was 4-2.
All right.
So after 8 weeks, I'm sitting pretty at 33-11. Steve, you are 28-16. Kev, congratulations. You are above 500, 23-21. You're getting over there. You're making progress.
Over the Mendoza line.
Yes.
I broke my middle finger in the car. I hit my windshield of my car.
That wasn't
snapped
when
my middle finger right off.
That wasn't when you circled three times trying to get here last hour, was it?
That's after
45
that was the second,
minutes ago.
That's the second time after he passed Granger Road.
Broke my left one and my right one. Right on the windshield. Amazing.
How many more years is this construction supposed to go?
I don't have enough fingers.
What's the goal? Is it 2022, 2024? One of those years. Wow. When it'll be completely finished.
God. Will we still be alive? No.
If there's one guy I hope and pray that is alive to see it is Joe McGranahan, our former general manager. I mean, he was one of the huge driving forces all the way back to day one to get this rolling. So.
Steve, you know what they finally finished?
What's
Springfield,
that?
Massachusetts, right in front of the Basketball Hall of Fame, Route 91.
Oh yeah. That's a pit.
They had the jersey barriers up since when we learned how to drive. They had the jersey barriers up. They finally finished it 6 months ago because they opened up a casino in Springfield, MGM. And MGM demanded that they have the highway structure fixed. It took them 40 friggin' years.
Oh, unbelievable. Because, again, that goes back 40-something years. That area was always through that area. Remember, Dad didn't want to drive through it. He hated it.
Yeah. Because they finally finished it. It took them 47 years.
Well, it's 47 years of checks the company received to do it.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of companies got paid to finish it.
I'm sure.
And they left. So.
So now you've met the suit. You've met Dave. I mean, you're meeting everybody today.
Yeah. We've had a wonderful day.
Oh, good. I'm glad. You deserve that.
We thank everyone for treating us so nice. It's been really, really nice. So, and Corey and Josh, his employee, nice kid, good guy.
Yeah.
He loaded us up. I'm telling you, and I mean loaded us up.
Yes.
We're not talking about carry a box out. We're talking about, like, six boxes. And,
right.
and we got a bunch of stuff for you.
No, great. Okay, no. Good. Looking forward to it. Well, we'll take it to the tailgate. You've been invited to two tailgates tomorrow already.
I'm telling you right now, I'm paying money to see you drink all that beer.
I'll bet. Yeah.
I want to watch. That's in the bucket list, too. So.
Yeah. Well, two tailgates, all right? Okay. The Tom McGrath tailgate, run expertly by Gary Goloshevsky, has invited you.
The one and only Gary Goloshevsky.
I mean, Gary is...
mega fan of the show.
Again, we go. If I go on that list of 20 people who are the greatest guys going, Gary's one of them, okay? And we always kid Gary about what time he's starting. I mean, Tom and I are brutal with him, okay? Well, what do you mean we're closing up shop now? What do you mean? Of course, I don't get there until a couple hours before kickoff anyway. So I'm like, I heard you open at 10. I thought you were supposed to open at 8. Like, I'm going to be there at 8.
Are they there, rain or shine?
Oh, rain or shine, they are there. And, of course, I saw Mole Man today. Moeller came in, right? And, of course, you know Ron. Ron, he's your best friend. He took you down to the field that one time.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome. I tell everyone about that. I still haven't forgot that. I'll never forget that. That was a bucket list. That was just like, oh, man.
Mole Man did that. Mole Man's tailgate is fired up, and he knows you're coming in. So
I'll never forget that. And he says, okay, we got to go to the other side, but we got to cross through the end zone. He goes, come on, we got to move quick. They're going to hit us. I'm like, holy crap, here they come. Man,
I know.
That was so cool. I was like, wow. So anyway,
we're just knocking stuff off left and right off your bucket list this weekend,
oh,
Kevin.
You can't.
Steve, when he realized when I told him his hotel is... He was floored when he found out my hotel is this close to the Little League World Series. Like, just shoot up Route 15 North, and I mean, there won't be any kids there. The lights will be out tonight, but at least
I'll play make believe. Go, baby.
Well, the first time Kevin and I saw, we were kids when we came out here. The picture that we have down here in the basement of the two of us outside Beaver Stadium, I think it was 1965.
Nope.
So at the time, I think you were 6, I was 7. So Rip Engel was the coach. Well, on the way back, Mom and Dad stopped at the Little League World Series field so we could see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the first time we ever saw it.
Do you remember Packy Jones?
Sure. I do. I do.
So funny.
Yeah.
I wanted to be called Packy Jones on the radio. Pac-Man.
Not anymore.
No,
okay. How about some picks? Let's see if you can make up some ground.
Okay. All right, let's dive in.
Justin. Ask him who Justin Pitio is.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Let's make some picks.
Okay. So you got the old... do they still call it the world's largest cocktail party down in Jacksonville?
No, they don't. They don't because they don't want to associate drinking with a college game. But yeah, but
so
it's Georgia, Florida.
Georgia, Florida tomorrow in Jacksonville. So as lead dog, I guess I'll go first.
Yeah, sure, you go first.
Okay, so we'll stick with the dogs, Georgia. But this could be a little tighter than people think.
I'm going to go with Georgia. I think Georgia's going to win by 10 points in the game.
I think Florida's 3-1 the last 4 times they played. I got Georgia.
Okay. Yes, I know I followed the logic flawlessly.
And then out in the Pac-12, we've got Washington State, the Cougs. They're heading down to the farm to take on Stanford.
This should be a really good game. I really like Washington State's team anyway, and I think I picked them to beat USC when they lost, and they lost in part because of a really bad targeting call in that game. Washington State's really good. I think they're going to win it.
I also have Washington State.
Yeah, I like Oregon a lot and Oregon's offense, and they held Oregon's offense to 35 yards in the first half last week. I got Washington State. They're a very good football team.
Okay. All right, let's move on to the pros for Sunday. Breakfast. No, not at Wimbledon. Breakfast at London Sunday morning, Eagle 107. Get up with Merrill Reese. 9:30 kick Sunday morning. You have the Eagles and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, go ahead, Sean.
Obviously, this is familiar territory for the Jaguars. I mean, they play at least one game a year in London with
yes.
the Shad Khan connection to London. I guess he was supposed to buy Wembley Stadium. And he took his offer off the table. Yeah.
Well, he backed out.
Even though this is the first time overseas, the Eagles are going to play a game there. I just want Jalen Ramsey to be quiet for another week, so I'll take the Eagles.
I'll take Philadelphia because I just don't like the way Jacksonville's playing.
Yeah, I think Jacksonville's a mess right now. They got locker room problems. They've got a lot of problems. I was stunned what the Cowboys did to them and then what how bad the Cowboys looked last week.
Blake Bortles got benched. He got benched.
Did he really?
Yeah. Cody Kessler came in.
So I got Philly. Okay.
All right, Redskins and your New York Giants. Your first place, Washington Redskins, at the New York Giants.
The Giants, to their credit, are outside of Saquon Barkley, an absolute horror show. In fact, I think it's appropriate that they're playing Halloween week because the Giants are right now the movie Halloween. I am picking the Washington Redskins.
I will also take Washington.
Again, I only have one rule on the Giants. I will never pick the Cowboys over the Giants. After that, I'll be very objective as to how I go.
Make sure you have that as a game this year, Sean.
Yeah, just when Kevin needs to make one up.
I got to pick a game up. The Giants stink. I got Washington.
Okay. The Baltimore Ravens heading to Carolina. Carolina coming back. That Philly win.
Look. I did not say my theory was perfect, but out of pure pride, I can't do it. I can be stubborn. I'm going with Carolina to win the game. You know, I think Baltimore's really, really good. I think this is a 50-50 game. I feel like I can go one way or the other. Game's at Carolina, right?
That is correct.
I'll do that, even though that's one I know I can lose.
Yeah, that's why I'm taking Carolina, too, just with them being at home. And you got Ravens-Steelers rematch next week.
Okay, I got to make some type of move here. So I had Carolina, but I'm crossing it off. Hear that? Scratch, scratch, scratch. I'll take the Ravens. I'll never catch up if we all pick the same one. This is crazy.
Well, okay. I had you go last so you wouldn't have to do it.
Huh?
We had you go last so that you could pick differently.
That's cheating.
I
have my list already made out beforehand.
Okay.
Yeah, but I am changing this one because it is a tight game and it could go either way. So I'm going to.
Yeah.
The only way I can gain anything is to change.
Right.
If we all pick the same, it's over. I'll stop at Brewer's Outlet and buy your pickles.
So prime time on Sunday night. This should be pretty good. The New Orleans Saints and the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with the Vikings to win. I know I've been riding the Vikings bandwagon a lot. I'm going to stick with it because I still think overall that they're the one team I think that actually can beat the Rams.
Should I switch? Should I switch?
You can do whatever you want.
I know, but I was going to take Minnesota and think if I can get one more, extend my lead a little more.
That's funny.
Let's see. Drew Brees is playing pretty well right now. He's hot. Okay, I'll switch my pick. I'm going to take the Saints.
I'm keeping my pick same. I'm taking the Saints. I think Drew Brees. I think New Orleans is playing really well. They had a big win last week.
Yeah, they did.
They lost last week?
No, New Orleans won last week. That was the one where
I picked against them last week, and they won.
Well,
and
Tucker missed an extra point of all the things to have happened.
What, he hit like 222 straight extra points?
Yep.
He hit like 222 straight field goals. What the heck?
Yeah,
he expected to miss an extra point?
That's the year I'm having. The guy misses an extra point, or the kicker misses four field goals and an extra point. I mean, whatever.
I just want to say I hate these people.
It pisses me off.
I hate these people.
Say it to my face since you're down here. Look at me.
You're lucky there's a window.
Oh, God.
Can I read the weather again?
It's been about an hour, sure.
Whatever floats your boat.
I'll do a quick traffic report. There's a lot.
Well, one time, I was asked to be a guest on for another team. And they said, hey, what about the traffic? I said, there are two ways out of town. They're both blocked.
That's why I'm still here. Okay, rain some heavy. Oh, this is important.
Yeah.
Rain some heavy to affect the area from this evening into tomorrow morning. Tonight, periods of rain becoming heavy, low of 42. Tomorrow, rain tapering off. That's a good thing. High 46. Tomorrow night, considerable cloudiness. With a passing shower or two, low 42. Sunday, mostly cloudy, high 52. Monday, a passing shower in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, high of 53. Tuesday, mostly sunny in the morning, followed by sun and areas of high clouds in the afternoon. And thank you so much for letting me do that.
He's AccuWeather's Packy Jones.
That's AccuWeather Packy Jones.
Greg Wetzel, by the way, taking Jacksonville over the Eagles. Lock it up.
Did he?
Yeah.
Good for him. All right.
Greg
getting involved. I like that. I mean, you got Wetzel. I mean, you met the chief, Dave Ritchie, who's one of the awesome guys going. You met the suit. I'm sure that was interesting. Yep. And, you know,
very nice guy.
The suit?
Mm-hmm. I like him a lot. The nice guy.
Yeah, he's nice in sales.
Yep.
But we're looking for more than nice.
Be careful, you'll be in sales.
No, I don't think so.
How are your results? Nice.
No, it's like, I think I'm in a good spot where I am. So, yeah.
You know. You're doing well.
Yeah. So I don't want to sell anything. I understand, though, that for Jones Metal Products, now you're involved heavily in digital media. That's how well your meeting went with the suit.
He's welcome to digital media, anything he wants down there. I bought a new machine. I got three new machines. Well, they're actually used, but they're new to me.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, investments.
Oh, yeah. I'm thrilled.
Yeah, I can tell it's made your life.
No, it'll make us better, but whatever. I'll tell you right now, if I won that power, that Mega Millions, first thing I'd have done is tell my wife. And the second thing, I'd have taken the sign off the building. So,
oh, anybody would do that.
Yeah.
You know the funny thing is, say for example, I'd won it. Mm-hmm. I'd still really want to do the games. I love doing my job.
I know you would. There's no question. You would still be on the air.
Yeah.
I would not be anywhere near a piece of metal.
Oh, no, of course not. Neither would I.
No, maybe we'd make candle holders. That would be kind of fun. But
I was telling somebody that last night, that I was telling them how much I wanted it to be a point for you that you would have a chance just to do something like that. I think you'd really enjoy that, just making the candle holders.
Yeah, I enjoy that. It's fun. It's artistic. It's fun. It's something different and something me and my wife can do together. So.
Yeah, no, it's fun. Not only that, they make, just so you know, Sean, they make great holiday gifts.
They sure do.
They sure do. We've sold 100 of them.
You betcha. And it's top quality. This ain't bad quality stuff.
Hey, we got Chickalamy Milton coming up tonight, 7 o'clock, 6:30, the airtime. Lewisburg's got a big game tonight with Mifflinburg on 100.9 The Valley, 7 o'clock to kick off, 6:30, the airtime. And then Sealands Grove's at 7 o'clock tonight on Eagle 107. with a 6 o'clock airtime, and then Sean has the area's best postgame show afterward, which includes a report on Danville, Southern Columbia tonight. So you didn't think I was paying attention, Sean.
No, you were. You always do. So. You're right there.
And bye week for Bucknell football. Penn State football tomorrow, Beaver Stadium. 3:30 will be the kickoff, and the airtime will be 2 o'clock. If we're outside, the suit says he will stalk us. If we're inside, that means the entire broadcast team will luck out.
We'll be at your house at 7 a.m. You better be up.
God, it's getting earlier. Ooh, boy.
No, actually, sleep in. More like about 8:39.
How about sleep in?
We'll throw rocks at your window.
You wouldn't be the first.
Okay. Or the second.
I mean, I'm just talking this week. Hey, Merrill Hodge is going to join us on the show next Wednesday. His book entitled Brainwashed. And it's not quite what you think it is. The bad science behind CTE and the plot to destroy football. The contributions are made by Dr. Peter Cummings, a board-certified forensic neuropathologist. So I'm looking forward to reading the book and then talking with Merrill about it next Wednesday. It should be fascinating. This is a topic Jack Ham and I off the air have talked about many, many times. So I'm looking forward to talking to Merrill about it as well on Wednesday. All right, have a great night. Kev, have a safe trip in. Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Corey.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.